Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lens Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Extension Agent Mary Sue Cole. It's Thursday, November 14th, and birthdays today. Prince Charles is 65.
Joyful news from Buckingham Palace. The birth of His Royal Highness, the baby prince. The news had been eagerly awaited by all Her Majesty's people. It is cause for great rejoicing throughout realm and commonwealth. Honoring the first child born to a British reigning sovereign for over 100 years, a royal salute is fired in Hyde Park.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is 59 today. On this day in history, in 1851, Herman Melville's epic Moby Dick is published. On this day in 1972, the Dow Jones average closed above 1,000 for the first time. On November 14th, 2006, the last of the Pigstand restaurants, the first drive-in restaurant chain, closed. In 2007, a Pigstand reopened in San Antonio, but you have to go inside to eat there. In 1994, the host of CBS This Morning, Harry Smith, talked with San Antonio Pigstand owner, Richard Haley.
This place has been around just about forever, and it has a lot of firsts to its credit. Tell us some of them.
Well, Harry, of course, what we're really giving credit for is being the world's first drive-in, and we were the first restaurant to be solely designed to serve people in their cars. And we also had the first drive-through window. We're one of the first to use neon and air conditioning.
Got the old Coke machine there. Looks great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's a 1952 Coke machine. It still works.
Number one on the charts this day in 1971. He's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about. Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
On the KETR events calendar, Winsboro Wild West Days are scheduled for Friday through Sunday. Vendors, food, music, and an Old West reenactment competition sanctioned by the Reenactment Guild of America. Fun for all ages. For more information, call 903-342-1300. 903-342-1300 or see events at KETR.org. Winsboro Wild West Days, Friday through Sunday. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Extension Agent Mary Sue Cole. Good morning.
Good morning.
You recently had a program, an economic development program here at A&M Commerce, but you said now part of that or related to that is a program that we all should take an interest in called the 40-Gallon Challenge. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, going back to the conference, one of the speakers that we had was Denise Hickey, who is with the North Texas Municipal Water District. And she talked, of course, about Prop 6 and the challenges that we have in this area. Even though we have lots of lakes, they're going down. Mm. And that makes me real nervous when that happens. But I was very interested in where she thought our water needs in the future were going to come from. And one of the things that she mentioned in the projection was that 34% of the water projected sources in the future is going to come from water conservation. That's very significant.
And that's a tough selling job, isn't it?
It is. Until you get into people's pocketbooks, they don't tend to make big changes. But we do know that water conservation, we're really going to have to start looking at that and implementing that in our lives. And the 40-Gallon Challenge is a nationwide effort by Extension to encourage consumers to save 40 gallons of water a day. So it's a pledge you take with yourself. And you go online and type in 40-gallon challenge, and the website will pop up for the whole nation. And you click on your state, and it will guide you through what the things that you might be willing to do to save 40 gallons of water a day and in your household. Mm-hmm. And it's designed so that you include new things that you're not already doing. For instance, if you're currently letting the water run while you brush your teeth, then one of the things you might change is to turn the water off while you brush your teeth, or take shorter showers, or water on specified dates, and not water the cement, water the grass. So there's a variety of things that you can do in and around the home to save 40 gallons a day.
And I think looking at that might make us aware of ways that we waste water that we're really never very conscious of.
Right? You know, we just kind of get in these habits and we never really change the way we do things until somebody brings us new information or until we have to make changes as adults. And then, you know, we will, most people are willing to do that, particularly when they realize with our increasing population in this area, our increasing, hopefully, new manufacturing and so forth that's going to come into the area, that we're going to need to make the best use of water that we can.
And when you look, I suppose one way of thinking about this too, and I don't often do this, if you look at that water bill every month, you might be astounded how many gallons of water a month that you use.
Well, I think that's, we need to be prudent and take a look at that. You know, water is still relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We do notice it in the summer when we start watering more. We think, oh, man, it went up $5 or $10, you know.
And we've all seen, as you alluded to, with the lakes, it seems like every time we have a rain, the headline in the newspaper the next day is, yes, we had some rain, but the drought is still on and the lakes are still down.
Yeah. That's true. We really haven't gotten any runoff rain yet, and that's what we want, fill those lakes back up.
We just have a minute or so left. Tell me about some of your holiday programs coming up now, because we're getting very close to the holidays.
Okay. I've been doing a program recently called Gifts from Your Heart. And I put together a demonstration of about a dozen different foods that are prepared. Some are baked, some are just dry mixes and so forth. And then package those in a container for gift giving. And it's a way for people to personalize a gift, but it's also a way for people to stretch their resources. And I find that the days we live in, people are trying to do more and more of that. And people really appreciate a homemade gift. So I still have one more of those programs coming up in the county, and that'll be on November the 18th, and it'll be at Quinlan ISD. Anybody's welcome to attend. There's no charge to attend that. But if people would just like to have some information on those recipes and how I put those together, I'd be happy to share that too.
And, of course, you're available online, Hunt County Extension.
Yes.
Would be a good term to search, I suppose.
It would. Or we're located on Washington Street in Greenville, very easy to find, and they could come by and pick up a copy of those recipes.
And once more, also the thing you were talking about first, it's the 40-gallon challenge. You say we could do a search for that and find the webpage.
Yes, it will pop up, and you can click on Texas, and it'll give you some suggestions.
All right. Mary Sue Cole is the Hunt County Extension Agent, one of the Hunt County Extension Agents, and we thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Good to be here.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.